You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Death Note Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science Family Manga Podcast Family Non Network. I'm here with my man Jason. What up, Jason? Yeah, that's what you need. This whole thing is just screams.
It's right? Just great. That's the name of the chapter. Chapter 53, Scream. And that's what people do in this chapter. Lots of screaming. It's kind of fun.
And it's more screaming like you do in terror. It's not like, hey, get over here, buddy. They're freaking out. And it's a crazy chapter. And like some of the rules end up coming to be, they're like, okay, we haven't really seen a lot of people grab a Death Note, especially the amount in this one. But then me and you both had issues. We got a little confused.
There's a twist that I don't quite get, and I presume it'll be explained next chapter. But for right now, I'm a little confused as to what really happened.
And it's the same thing. I was reading it, and I actually reread it and then went to a Wiki Fandom to read the end.
Well, that's dangerous.
Well, and the thing is, the Wiki Fandom I went to read just their description of the chapter, I don't think at the point they knew what was going on. They didn't even mention it. I'm like, that's one of the biggest things in it. They didn't mention it. So I'm like, okay. And then I love in these things, it's like they have like a footnotes. The chapter's called Scream because everybody screams at it. I'm like, all right. Hey, I got you.
It checks out. Thank you, rapgenius.com.
Yeah, really. And I'll also tell you too, because I'll do and go to fandoms a lot because of character stuff. I'm like, so there's a lot of manga that all of a sudden a character just pops up. And I'm like, okay, I got to see. The problem is you got to go, but like, you don't sometimes know the exact name they're going to use. And if you don't know the character, it's like, oh, they're using a nickname. Oh, they're using the surname. Oh, they're using that. I always get confused. So usually I try not to go there unless it's something crazy. But I'll tell you, this week's manga podcast, I've had to go for this. And I also have to go for Chainsaw Man because I was confused there as well. But here we go. Because we have chapter 53, Scream, and they have a Gucci. They have them there. They have a Gucci. And I thought maybe we'd have more of a fight to get him out, but he's done. I mean, is surrounded by cops.
Yeah, he got 15 cop cars around him. He's already kind of basically crashed into the wall at the side of the highway. There's a helicopter with an elderly Japanese man with a sharpshooting rifle pointed at him. He's not doing anything.
No, he's not.
Even if he could see everybody's face and their names, what, is he going to just start scribbling names down?
Yeah, he can't get it. It's not going to work. And they'll just take it. And again, if he just like, wait a second, I want to do Dear Diary with Tari dead. Right. And even then, I do like, though, that they do spell out that L, while he's crazy, he sits weird, he eats weird, he doesn't want to kill. Like, that's the other thing here that I thought was going to play out a little more, because he really is desperate for information about the, you know, this whole Kira deal. So if they ended up killing him, he even said, I think at one point it starts, you know, everything starts at square one. I thought maybe we'd get a loose cannon somewhere, because he does say to Watari, you know what the deal is here. And he says, yes, stop him without killing him. So that's set. And I'm like, ooh, that sounds like
I was kind of expecting that too, because that would be a way to keep things going without making the status quo change very much. But in this chapter, the status quo changes a lot.
Yeah, and
in a pretty cool
with
way.
That status quo, and again, if you do end up killing, you know, the deal, Oguchi, the notebook's there. So then you could play that game of who actually got it. You may not know. And I thought, okay, we're going to play this game. And I didn't mind. I mean, there's some things that you're like, oh man, that would suck or whatever. I'm like, I don't know. I like playing this game, but that's not what happened.
Yeah, I mean, maybe,
that's crazy.
Maybe he gets shot and somebody picks up a notebook with gloves on and that doesn't count.
And we don't know.
Puts
who,
it in
or,
a bag.
Yeah, exactly. Or we're like, oh, who got the notebook and nobody knows who grabbed it? It'd be neat.
It gets filed away in that same warehouse as the Ark of the Covenant.
That'd be crazy. Right there. It's just there. Top men are
top
watching
men
after it. So you do end up having Mogi and Yagami-san, Chief Yagami. They're going towards Gucci.
Now,
and,
why did these two get to be the ones to approach the killer? Detective Yagami, who's, you know, kind of old and has a bad heart. So make
him
do
he
it.
Has a bad heart. That I really thought that, I mean, me and you both thought that was going to come into play. But they just pass Aizawa's car. Aizawa salutes him.
Which is a nice moment. It's like Aizawa and the chief acknowledging to each other that, oh, we're still working together. You didn't even know that.
And I like where the chief even throws them more. Say, hey, you got something to cover your face? Cover me. Yes, thank you, Chief. And he's pumped. And again, this is that kind of book that you never know, like, okay, oh no, I saw he should have just sat back, something's good. But nothing really, like, that's not, this chapter isn't that stuff. The twist or something,
right.
I didn't think anything was going to be like it
did. Higuchi's done. He gives up, he turns around, he gets handcuffed, he gets blindfolded and tape over his mouth. They're not taking any chances here.
No, no chances. And then go, hey, give him the headset. They give him the headset. But they have to undo his mouth.
Why did they can't be do pleasant, like, yeah.
Yeah, so the whole deal is they want to know, hey, how do you kill? You're Kira. Yeah. How do you kill? In the meantime, Ren
L questions
is there.
Him right there in the spot. They're not taking him off to, you know, some dark room with a light bulb hanging down. Right then and there, he gives him a Time Life Operator headset. Kind of like the one I'm wearing right now, and asks him, so how do you do it? And L also kind of hints that, yeah, you better tell me, because what does he say? I'll do whatever it takes to make you talk. And so Higuchi's not messing around. He just explains, yeah, it's the notebook. It's a notebook that kills anybody whose name you write in it, as long as you know what they look like.
Yep, and I like the idea.
Boom, right there.
First off, L, he's doing this, in my mind, he's doing it because the last time he thought he got somebody who was Kira, all of a sudden they forgot everything, and like he has no idea how
good
this
point.
Thing
yeah.
happened, so he's like, I gotta get information now. Like, I'm not gonna let this slip out. So when he does that, but then in the meantime, Rem is like, in the shadows a little, like, all right, okay, this guy must be the L, Nisima. Like, he's doing his, or her detective work, saying, like, okay, and I wonder, and it all keeps hinging on, is Light Yagami there? Is Light Yagami there? What's Yagami gonna do? That ends up making more sense as we go, kind of.
I don't quite understand Rem's part in this and her motivation and why she doesn't just skedaddle. A lot of times I'm thinking, oh, why didn't she just leave now? Why? But she doesn't. She sticks around the whole time.
There. And yeah, and they're like, okay, how have you killed this fellow? And he does say the notebook. And he's like, you're not going to believe me, but I write the names in and people die. And the thing is, with how crazy this stuff is, they do believe him. And they say, okay, get the notebook. Yagami-san, please check the car if there's a notebook. Now, again, this is where you go, oh, God, now we know what will happen. Because if he grabs that notebook, I'm surprised, like you said, though, that the play at this point wasn't put your gloves on, Yagami, because we don't know if they're, you know, he might have poisoned it, he might have a trap, whatever, but they don't
dusting
do that. He
just pulls it
out.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he pulls it out.
And he picks it up. We get one panel of just two exclamation points and a dialogue balloon. And I'm thinking, oh, we're going to turn the page and he's going to be dead on the ground with a heart attack.
I thought he was going to have a heart attack. Yep, I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
He turned the page. And this is so good. I laughed out loud. He falls down because he's looking right in the face of horrific Rem.
Yeah, I felt bad for Rem. And I don't think we're supposed to. But Rem, it's so sad, kind of, because, you know, he's there. Or she is not doing anything, just standing there. Like, it's not like all of a sudden it'd be so funny if we had a rule before, like, if somebody else touches a Death Note, you have to make a crazy pose or like the idea of like, ah, like scare him. Just standing
booga, booga.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just staring there, you know. And so I thought he was dying. And I thought it's kind of maybe a thing, though. It does look like he's reaching for a gun, but it could be his heart.
Oh, no, he's definitely reaching for a gun. He thinks he has a holster inside his jacket.
I love the idea that they have to remind him he doesn't have a gun. This is how freaked out he is.
Wouldn't it be great to see him? What would happen if you shot off a couple of rounds at a Shinigami? Probably not much, right? Go right through it like a ghost, you think?
It would probably go through, and I probably think that he would be very upset about it. Everything I hear about, we talked about this before, about unholstering your gun, let alone shooting it. But he'd be so freaked out, that would actually show you that he really is freaked out. But he ends up... The best is Mogi. He's like, oh, there, Chief. I like that he's like, oh, look at old Chief over here. The guy's flipping out. Like, yeah, you're tired, Chief. You need a little break. Let me go. Oh, God. And he sees it then because he grabs the notebook. There's so many people who are just
so
grabbing
good.
The notebook, right? And he freaks out. He falls down. The thing is there that I wonder how you go forward with this because now they can kind of see things that would be wacky.
Yeah, so now the team's going to know going forward that they're dealing with definitely 100% supernatural stuff.
Exactly.
Right?
Like, this changes
a lot. No other way
lot.
Of denying it.
Mm-hmm. And so I love where all this is going on. And, you know, maybe Elle's like, hey, what's going on? I don't know. He's just sipping tea at that point. Like, they're freaking out. They're screaming. And he's like, and they're, yeah, a monster. Oh, my God. And then Elle makes the connection. A Shinigami? But he's still sipping his tea. Hey, please. Mm-hmm. He's very polite, too. Please bring that notebook to the helicopter. And they bring it over. He's like, all right, here you go. And Mogi takes it over. And again, you keep going with Rem then. to try to figure out. But
we get kind of a narration drop here where so Rem explains to us, we get some rules of the notebook that we haven't heard before. So the idea is that Rem figures out that Light Yagami must be in the helicopter too because they're still handcuffed together. And she says that, oh yeah, if Light touches that notebook, then he'll get all his memories back, all the ones related to all the Shinigami, all the notebooks. But he won't get ownership of the notebook. And we've had some rules about ownership versus touching it before. And if he doesn't have ownership, then as soon as he stops touching it, all those memories are going to leave again.
Yeah, it's just back for it. Yeah, like, this is crazy. And it kind of, you could really go full sitcom.
Right. Yes. No. Yes. No.
Crazy. Exactly. Because when he does touch it, he really gets evil. But the deal of this is like you start to get these rules that get a little wonky, especially when Light grabs it, because L gets it. And I love that. At first I thought he was going to use not gloves, but like little chopsticks. I didn't think he was going to touch it himself. But he does. He touches it like he does. And he
holds
it with
the little tips of his fingers, just like he holds a spoon or a cup of coffee or everything else.
He looks over and he sees Rem. And Rem's just standing there. But, I mean, this is crazy if you end up seeing it. This is something before he freaked out about thinking that it might be. But he actually maintains a little. He's more mesmerized.
He does not scream. He's the only one who does not scream at the first sight of Rem. He's like, we get one little bubble with a single exclamation point in it. Like, oh, that's what I'm imagining. That's not, oh.
That's what it is. Oh. Hmm. And he goes, to Shinigami. So they really exist. And so you're going, it says notebooks, show each other our notebooks. And so he starts thinking, and then I'm thinking.
Right. He's putting back together how there are that message from the second Kira, who we now know it was Misa, to Light. About, oh, I want to meet you. Let's show each other our notebooks. And then L figures out notebooks. There's two Kiras. There must be two notebooks. So even if we have this, it's not over yet.
Yeah, and he's smart and he's already thinking ahead. Like, we got to get that other notebook. We got to find out this other notebook to see what's going on. But then it's so fun. It is like a sitcom pretty much because as he's planning, all of a sudden Light goes, give me that. He likes it. He grabs it because he's like, hey, because in that bit, he wants to see what's going on. And I think that he's also like at that point, L seems like he's mesmerized too. But he's like, what are you seeing? Let me grab it when he grabs it.
Oh, another amazing page turn. This is a page turn to a double page spread. You've got Light's head in the middle, just freaking out, mouth open, eyes open. I don't know what kind of sound he makes, but his head is now surrounded by all these manga panels going all the way back, like the first time he sees Ryuk and Rem and stuff about Ray Pember.
Ray Pember and his wife. Right?
Naomi,
Ray Pember, yep. I felt bad. I'm like, oh, Ray Pember, you did look like Tom Cruise. So then I keep going, like, but there's everything there. And even, like, I got an idea, then you see him maybe bearing the notebook.
And
like,
at this point, I'm actually feeling bad for Light, because I'm thinking, oh, at this moment, before he picks up that notebook, he is truly, in a mental sense, innocent. Right? He's trying to find Kira. He wants to prove that he's not Kira. And he touches this notebook, and in a split second, he learns that he's a mass murderer.
Yeah, he's the thing that he's been chasing and hating. And in that, you could end up where he starts crying. He gets upset. No, what he does is turn the other way at a point and has the most devilish grin and smile. Like, we haven't seen him like this. This is like way over, like, his plan that he had. And you said all along, he had some plan. We got to see what it is. And when he gets this, but this is the weird play. It takes, like, everything else in this chapter is great. Like, the screams are hilarious. L finds out there are Shinigamis, but also a second notebook connects the Kira and thinks, okay, this is also Light and Misa. Okay, everything's coming together with that. But then you end up having an explanation that throws it off,
so
right?
Light gets to hold on to the notebook by saying, oh, I want to compare the names in here to the names of, like, known victims of Kira. Okay, fine. But we hear him say in his head, I've won exactly as planned. Now, how the hell did he plan to end up working with L, and then Higuchi was going to get it, and then
he's crazy.
This one cop was going to pretend to be the manager of a
Yeah. There's a lot of things, right?
What was the plan? What exactly was the plan? Because I need a flashback. I need a flashback where he and Ryuk made the plan. I need some black borders coming up. And if I was reading this physically, I'd be looking ahead. Do I get black borders? Because I need black borders.
And you know what the problem is to me? Because then he starts talking. And again, he says he knows that if he drops this notebook, he'll forget everything.
Yeah,
so what
he
has
to
do, while he's holding it, he has to kill Iguchi. Because if that happens, then it reverts the person who has it. He has it already. But then he says, and this is what gets me. Because as you were talking, I almost even said, well, the way that Rem doesn't know what's going on. Like, I could see if there was a plan and we went back and it's like, Rem, you do this for me, you get something like this, you twist
yeah.
it to that.
Well, I figured that
we haven't seen as much.
Rem
yeah.
knows there's a plan, but Light has another twist that he didn't tell to Rem. But what I'm wondering is, why doesn't Light just tear off a little corner of a page, stick it in his sleeve?
Maybe, well, I think that here's the thing. The thing that I got is he doesn't own that notebook. It's his book, but Higuchi does, so I don't think he can use it.
Well, if he keeps a little piece of it attached to his skin, then even if he has to let go, his memories don't disappear. He doesn't have to do that roller coaster again. No.
Because he does say, I can't write his name in because he doesn't know, but you're right.
Yeah, just enough
just
to prevent that reversion.
Just put it in his wallet again. You like doing that. But then he's like, all this thing in his, if I can do this, it doesn't matter if this notebook is protected or locked away. Not that with this notebook, that place I can't get to, right? And then he's going to kill. Like, all these things are coming. And then says, even Rem doesn't know what's going on. The Death Note buried right now is the one Misa used. Once I have her recovered, and then it's like, well, how does that work? Like,
right,
what
because
is he saying?
We've had this discussion in previous chapters, and we figured out for sure that this notebook that Higuchi had must be the one Misa used.
Yeah, because you have
Rem is right there.
Yeah, Rem.
We haven't seen Ryuk in forever. We've seen Rem all the time. Right.
My joke is, it's been me all along, and he pulls off a mask. That's Ryuk, dressed up as Rem. And I'm like, how is this?
Pulls out an apple, takes a big bite.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, how about if we ended up at this point, just as a joke, where we realized that Rem has been eating apples the whole time and just thought that was a thing that they all do, but it's actually... But we haven't seen... Like, we haven't gotten a lot of Rem, and Rem is definitely Rem. Rem is concerned with Misa. Rem is doing all this. So it's why is that? How is that? It's weird. And again, it must be part of one part of a plan that we'll have to see, but it threw me off.
At the plan, was part of the plan that they switched Shinigami? How does that work?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How does that work? And he has the notebook, but it's with Rem. Like, Rem involved here doesn't make sense unless they end up doing like some weird thing. Like you said, like almost like what he's. Like, instead, but that's part of the one notebook? I don't know. Like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like... And I'm sitting there thinking, do we have any crazy rules? I don't think we did, but we do have rules at the end of this.
One other thing is that Light's plan is not just to get... To kill Higuchi and get control, ownership of this Death Note. Then, if this Death Note even gets locked away as evidence, then he'll be able to use the other Death Note to kill L. But... He'll be free and clear because everyone will think, oh, the Death Note was locked away. Light doesn't have it. He can't possibly be the killer. Because that's why Light didn't kill L all those chapters we read because, I'm the suspect. If he dies, I'm going to be found guilty. But he can't be the suspect if the notebook's put away.
And so the big play here and what you have to is will L... Cause L says notebooks, okay, but he's not saying it to anyone. If he tells people, then that plan kind of gets a little wonky too. But I don't think L will say anything. I think he's going to keep it to himself. Of the idea that there's two.
He'll go one of two ways. Either he'll keep it to himself, or he'll immediately ask Light, "How many notebooks do you think there are, Light?"
Yeah. And then, I think there's one. This one here. We'll have to see. Let the see what, and I think that right away now, even though L, and I'm telling you, in that wiki it said, and L being the smart, being the smart guy he is, it was some weird commentary, turns the other way so that L can't see his expression. And I'm like, no, the idea of this is if he really tries to keep a hold of that notebook, that's going to throw a lot of red flags.
Yeah.
But Al's going to be like, why won't you give up that thing? Like, you better give that up.
And notebook? So, what notebook? Oh, you mean this notebook?
Oh, you mean this notebook? Oh, that one. I think I'm going to take this home tonight. It's like when, like, me and you would buy a comic and it's, I think it's my night again. And I run off with the comic. But we're going to have to see what's happening because there's a lot of questions.
We are back to the mind games of Light versus L, which was the big play for the first, I think it was chapter 35 that Light gave up ownership. And now we're in chapter 53. So it's been almost 20 chapters that we really haven't had the Light versus L mind games show, and it's back. And that's fun.
So all of it has been L saying things and Light like, oh, come on, buddy. Like, it's not me. Like, he was so innocent because he thought he was. Now it's back. And he looks evil. He looks so evil. But we do have the Death Notes at the end for you to go through.
Okay, we do. This is Death Note, How to Use It. 37, that is. Yeah, seven. I know my Roman numerals.
Yep. Yes, exactly.
And it's just what Rem already explained to us, but here they are. When regaining ownership of the Death Note, the memories associated with the Death Note will also return. In cases where you were involved with other Death Notes as well, memories of all the Death Notes involved will return. We saw that happen. The second one, even without obtaining ownership, memories will return just by touching the Death Note. It doesn't say specifically the bit about when you stop touching it, the memories go away, but that we know
and
that.
It's a weird thing because you give these notes, and it really did feel like at one point they were kind of stuck saying, okay, this is Misa's Death Note, but we want him to remember everything, including his own stuff and his own Death Note. Well, you kind of already did that. But why switch it to this was my Death Note, not the one Misa? Because then you have the rule that it didn't need to be. It felt weird. But we'll see how it goes. I'm interested to see. Because we haven't really been let down with anything.
Yeah.
So we're 50 chapters in.
I want to
find out
where Ryuk is. I better see Ryuk next time, and I want to see my flashback.
It has been. We haven't even mentioned him. It's been so long since we saw him, and we thought something was up. So, yeah, we're going to have to find out, and we better have some... flashbacks. We better have some idea of what went on, but we'll see next week. We'll see how it is. Now I'm fired up to go see. But what would you give this?
Oh, it's a really good chapter. Even with that little confusion, I'm mostly confident we'll get an explanation that makes me go, okay, that makes sense. We had some fantastic page turns, some great art, huge, huge changes in the status quo now that all these people have seen the Shinigami, and the Death Note is in the hands. Well, it's in the hands of the task force, but specifically the hands of Light. So it's a couple of twists going on there. I really enjoyed it. This is clearly a classic Death Note chapter, 9.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'll go 9.5. I'll go 9.5. And that's the thing. That could go up retroactively if we really find out, like, okay, that I'm just confused at the moment. We'll have to see. So we'll see how that goes the next episode. So thanks everybody for listening. I hope you're reading along. Thanks for joining me, Jason.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And we will talk to you all. We'll scream at you next time.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.